Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation with a story titled, A Sense of a Goose. This autumn, when we see geese heading south for the winter, flying in a V formation, we might consider what science has discovered as to why they fly that way. As each bird flaps its wings, it creates an uplift for the bird immediately following. By flying in a V formation, the whole flock adds at least 71% greater flying range than if each bird flew on its own. Consider this. People who share a common direction and sense of community can get where they are going more quickly and easily because they're traveling on the thrust of one another. For geese, it's called a flock. For humans, it's called a community. Take a few moments and consider, what community do you support? What community supports you? When a goose falls out of formation, it suddenly feels the drag and the resistance of trying to go it alone, and quickly gets back into formation to take advantage of the lifting power of the bird in front. Consider this. If we have the sense of a goose, we will stay in formation with those people who are heading the same way we are. This is not to suggest that we become cookie-cutter community members. Each one of us is different and unique. But there is a community identity that helps us stay on track with those who have common goals and common desires. Consider this question. Do I identify myself as a community dweller, or am I an individual who must live on his or her own? When the head goose gets tired, it rotates back in the wing and another goose files point. Consider this. It is sensible to take turns doing demanding jobs, whether with people or with geese flying south. Geese honk from behind to encourage those up front to keep up their speed. Consider this. What message do we give when we honk from behind? And finally, and this is important, when a goose gets sick or is wounded by gunshot or falls out of formation, two other geese fall out with that goose and follow it down to lend help and protection. They stay with the fallen goose until it is able to fly or until it dies. And only then do they launch out on their own or with another formation to catch up with their own group. Consider this. If we have the sense of a goose, we will stand by each other